Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show. Night two here in San Antonio on the first night of July. Hard to believe that. I'm joined by Matt O'Neill, be behind the plate on this hot San Antonio night tonight. And Matt, I guess I want to just start with a basic question. How do you get your body ready to catch on a hot, humid San Antonio night like tonight?
Kind of do the whatever you normally do. Maybe just drink a little extra water, make sure you get some electrolytes, and hopefully it cools off by the time the game starts.
Eshton Izzy goes tonight, and Colina last week complimented your ability, even though you haven't been around these starters a ton, to really get to know them and get the most out of their arsenal. And I'm not asking tonight's game plan, but how do you get the most out of Izzy's arsenal tonight?
I mean, it starts with just the incredible talent that a lot of these pitchers have. It's, you know, there, and I think my role is to understand how they want to use their pitches and just be a resource for them and, you know, understand how they like to kind of organize their game and attack hitters, and then just make sure that I'm in line with that. And, you know, Gabby, the pitching coach, does an unbelievable job of helping these pitchers, helping them prepare, and then also helping me prepare and get ready. So I think it's a pretty good team effort, and, you know, catching, you're in a support role where you got to understand, work with the pitcher, and then, you know, lean on the pitching coach as much as you can to help these guys, take their talent and really apply it.
I go back to Egan's start in Corpus Christi at the start of that week when you caught him for the first time. And he's going to throw later on the 4th of July this week. But can we go back to that day and think about how you showed up there and was able to just get the very most out of his arsenal that night?
I think, again, it just starts with he's really talented. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to do when you don't have the stuff, and Dan certainly has the stuff. And I think when not knowing guys, my focus is always taking as much time to understand how they like to attack hitters. And then finding ways to use it in the strike zone. And he did that really well that night. And so, you know, my goal is just get as many quick outs as we can. And Dan was attacking hitters unbelievably well. He's mixing pitches in the zone really well. And I think when he's at his best, that's what he's doing. So just trying to help him do that.
You spent a few years with the Mets out of college and Penn. What did it mean to you to get this second chance with the Diamondbacks?
It's been great. It's really nice to, meet new people, work with new pitchers, new coaching staffs. It's been awesome. I've really enjoyed my time here. And, very grateful that the Diamondbacks gave me a chance to come play.
Had a great week with the bat last week at Hodgetown against Frisco. What do you specifically think was working for you to have that extra base pop?
I have some ideas, but I really think just swinging at good pitches is the start of it, you know, and so just trying to see pitches in the fatter part of the plate and then not miss them. I know it sounds simple, but very often you can get away from that and try and do more than that. So I think just keeping it simple. And the hitting coaches, Ty and, Josue, were awesome in helping me kind of stick to that.
Easier said than done on that one for sure. You're a guy that played collegiately in the Ivy League at Penn. Obviously, smart people are Ivy Leaguers, right? The cerebral part of the game, I got to imagine, is something that you've always enjoyed. Am I correct in assuming that?
I have. I mean, I think, you know, I had with the Mets, I had a catching coordinator, Rob Nadel, and he really taught me pretty much everything I know about the cerebral part of catching. He's got a ton of experience and helped me not only understand what it means, but the effect it really can have on a game, and then how to use your brain to your advantage. And so it's all been taught to me, and I think having him as the first one to really show me that kicked my interest and, you know, my want to use that side of the game. And, you know, when calling pitches, preparing for opposing lineups, I love it. I enjoy it. But I think it's definitely been something that I've had a lot of good fortune in, having great teachers.
You've been a part of a lot of clubhouses in your professional career. What's unique about this one here in Amarillo?
It's young. It's fun. I mean, there's a lot of great talent. There's a lot of young, personalities, which is great. There's a lot of energy. It's just a lot of fun. I mean, there's, you know, every clubhouse has their own nuances, but this has just been, it's been fun to be around. And it's a good spark every night when you kind of leave the locker room, come out to the field, you have good energy.
Last one for you. I wanted to ask you how you approach the relationship with the umpire, because you know that they're going to miss pitches sometimes. Sometimes they're going to miss pitches for you as well. What is just your general approach, especially if you haven't seen an umpire before?
I think coming with an understanding that no umpire is really, you know, they're not trying to go and get you. They're trying to do their best job. Like, we're trying to hit the ball and play and get hits, and they're trying to make correct calls. And if they do that, they're doing their job well. And so I think just having an understanding they're also human. They're not trying to, you know, throw the game in one team's favor. They're just trying to do their best job. And so, just treating them like you would a teammate or somebody else. You're in on the field with them, you work with them, and so just letting them know that you're back there to work with them, and it's definitely a relationship that is an important one, and you know, not overreacting. Sure, I mean, even I can get fiery at umpires at certain times, but you know, I think everyone has an understanding that it's just coming from a competitive place, not a, you know, personal animus.
Matt, thanks for the time.
Yeah, of course, no worries.
Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.